All right, good morning. Thursday rolls on here. Time for our morning zoo. Zoo Director Kathy Degman, and good morning.
Well, I'm having a good morning now.
I got well, yeah, I gave you a lucky penny
you
here
gave
from
me a
Janet
lucky
Gabriel.
Penny. It was so funny because I was telling you and Janet that off air that I have a lucky penny, and it was sitting on my in my bathroom along the sink today, and I went, and I left it there because I didn't want to turn around and run over here, mm-hmm. and then you give me this penny.
Right.
Who knew?
From me to you, and I from know. Janet to me, from me to you.
So that's great.
Right.
So I will get this on today. Let's
she is a treasure.
Going.
I'm going to miss her here the next few
yes,
months.
Yes. That is just very fun segment
it is
every
good,
week.
It's a great segment. I get
and
I
you
get
never
more
know
feedback
what she's going to come. Well, we get a little sneak preview every week, but mm-hmm. yeah, it was good.
Right. And she's always managing to dig things up. So
oh,
looking forward to her coming back and keeping us entertained here. Hey, zoo time.
Zoo time.
You've got, what don't you have down there? You got buses. You got everything mm-hmm. going on at the zoo.
Yes, yes. So right now.
Catch me up.
I'll catch you up. We talked about Manny the camel. Mm-hmm. And he's acclimating with Roseanne through the fence and Donkey.
And it's going well?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
And so also in animal movie news and new animal news.
Yeah.
We have Chica and Naya. You know why we love those cheetahs.
Yes.
When Chica and Naya, our cheetahs, came to us three and a half seasons ago, we were eager to be part of the Plight of Africa, which has happened because now they reached breeding maturity and they'll be going to other places for breeding for the Plight of Africa. For
that kind of a pay it forward thing as far as zoos
well,
go?
You know, they were on loan to us, yeah. Remember, and we just love them. But that was the idea. Well, we were hoping to bring in a male and, you know, put one out into on loan to another zoo for their male mm-hmm. with the other one. And yet it turned out working with zoos and what the needs are and where they can go and the actual owners of these two, which is Tanganyika, who we work with a lot.
Yeah.
And so we agreed and it's, you know, still we can still, you know, give our thoughts and wishes on it, mm-hmm. but this turned out to be a very good thing.
Good.
And in fact, we will not have an empty habitat, so don't worry. We've got 2 6-month-old boys.
Yeah, when do you ever have an empty habitat?
Well, very not too
seldom,
often, but
very
sometimes
seldom.
between you know, bringing in new and taking others and sending them on to good programs, sometimes there is. And in fact, there's not going to be because they're already here.
Right.
They're acclimating. So hopefully as soon as we get the girls moved, they'll be out of the den and you can see them. So for today, you're going to see, this weekend, you'll see Naya. And then next week, the boys will be out. So,
all right.
Because Naya will be going back to Tanganyika on Tuesday. So come say goodbye to Naya this weekend.
We got a good run at the zoo.
Oh, man.
Very popular.
Man. And, you know, we deal with Tanganyika a lot, so we get to see her.
Sure.
So that's good news. It is very good news. So that's what's happening. We've got Blue Goose Days coming up.
Let's talk.
Yes.
You're excited for that.
I am
I know
very
you're.
Excited
by
for
the
that.
By the way, I love these Blue Goose ads that you did. I had comments about that, too. It's like, tell Kathy she did awesome with them.
Oh, well, you know, I just, people go, well, did you write those? I write them all on the way to the station.
Yeah. creative, you.
Well, you know, I know the zoo very well. I know that little spider monkey
oh,
very
that,
well.
So do I. Yeah.
So people love to hear that. Some people don't even know if he's real or if he's fiction.
Oh, he's real.
He's real.
Very real.
He's real. But Blue Goose Days is the 7th, and that's the first full weekend in June. So keeping with the tradition there with our U.S. Fish and Wildlife partners, and we're very excited about offering these activities this year are just, I mean, they're always good, but yeah. I mean, they were even up a notch from what we've done with the our conservation partners in previous years. It's really good. It's another migration one. We brought back migration because
all
this
right.
is going to be great. So families get to come through, and I won't get time to explain the whole thing, but they're going to come through and pick their flock or their species, and they're going to go through the zoo. And as they enjoy the zoo on its own, they will have these extra activities where they get to stop, learn something, and have a lot of fun with games, challenges, and different things. And that's just it's just a great day. And
it's a celebration.
It's
really is a great
celebration indeed.
There.
And our good friends at Tawakan Wildlife Refuge and others throughout the state mm-hmm. are coming to host this inside the zoo. Wow. The vendor show and food trucks will be on the outside in the parking lot. The fire department's going to bring their trucks down after the parade, so that'll be exciting. So people will get to see them up close, because what do kids love better than watching these fire trucks in the parade? And now they get to see them up close. So they will be there, the fire department. And we want to thank all the fire departments for being in the parade every year, because it's so great. If you want to be in the parade, just show up.
Just show up.
We're going to start over in East Breckenridge, over by Farm City Supply.
Oh, yeah. They're your good friends, too.
Yes. And they can start coming at 9 or 8:30 even. Curtis is going to be our guy again. God, he's a great parade guy. And he said, even come at 8:30 if you want to. The parade starts at 10. And he's got a great crew of volunteers that will help line up people and get you. They're hosting the parade, and it's a great thing. And that'll come all the way down Minnesota Dakota Avenue and turn over there on 9th by the dollar store.
All right.
So that's the parade. We've got band on Friday night. The Eagles is hosting a band, free to the public, coming for their dance. There's posters out there. There's the fishing derby. There's all the regular things.
You name it.
You have to check out everything, and we'll highlight more next week. And I know that the chamber, Katie will be highlighting as well, Katie and Jordan. And we're just very excited about this. And this is, of course, sponsored by many entities in the Twin Towns, including the Wahpeton and Breckenridge Chamber, the City of Wahpeton, Chehinkapa Zoo Association, and many others. So thank you for everybody for coming on board.
Do you kind of rev up with Blue Goose? Because, I mean, you open, you've got cleanup day, you've got your opener. But it just seems like once Blue Goose hits, the zoo just goes to a whole different level.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And we, you know, these kids have come in the rain. hundreds, I mean, thousands of kids in May. I mean, thousands of kids. Like, there's between 300 and 500, depending on what day of the week.
Wow.
And most of them still came in the rain. Most of them did. Some cannot postpone. Some maybe perhaps canceled in that very downpour. Most of them came. And they came prepared for the downpour because it's everywhere. And we try to salvage their day. And, you know, this one little kid, I was walking the pathways, and of course, we've got Bruce and a team of volunteers that are making their day happen.
They're your educators, right?
Yes. Yep. And we've got people coming in, manning stations for other things, little animals and furs and things like that. So I was walking along the pathway, and I said to a group of teacher and children, I said, thank you for coming in this cold, rainy day. And this little boy looked at me, and he said, we are still making memories. And I thought, well, first of all, that teacher or parent or whoever, thank you, because that's a great thing to instill into children.
Oh, man.
And maybe it came from his own heart, but he wanted to tell me that. So that was really nice. Yeah. It made me think, what are we whining about a little rain for? These kids are having a blast.
Exactly.
They're wearing water boots.
Exactly. They got water wings on. They're having fun.
They go to some of those places. So, and thanks to our crew for everything, the whole community. But we've seen a lot of orange and yellow buses, and they're not over yet. We're going into June with them.
Making memories.
Schools are still on, and summer schools come too. So,
wow.
But a lot of things happening at Chehinkapa Zoo. Memberships available. We, like you said, we stay open now on Memorial Weekend. Now we'll be open till 6 p.m.
All right.
Tonight we are hosting the Wahpeton Buffalo Club for their annual tour for their goodness to us.
They're very good friends of yours.
Absolutely. And the Red River Area Sportsmen's Club actually sponsored a grant that allowed us to get some education supplies, a computer for education room, education wagon, and those new little creepy crawlers in there, paid for by the Red River Sportsman's Club.
What would we do without them? Seriously, what a great group of people.
We have so many friends in the community. So thank you, everyone. And we're at the zoo.
Blue Goose Days
coming up.
Looking forward to that. We're going to talk more about it next week. So.
Absolutely.
Kathy, great to have you in.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the sunshine. Been telling everybody that today.
By the way, you're on the poster for Blue Goose Day. You know that, right?
I am?
Yes. Artist Bill Dablo, 1 to 5 on Saturday the
7th. I
didn't
agree to that.
I think you might have.
Yes.
Oh, now you have to. It's in print.
This I've had this year-long love affair with the Snow Leopards and this piece that I'm working on. But I wanted to put the finishing touches on by their habitat on the paths.
because you capture that, and wow. and it's so amazing that they do all of your zoo sessions,
yeah.
which is the name of your collection that you've painted at the zoo, are beautiful, beautiful. And Penny the Falcon, of course, is hanging
in. Penny the Falcon, if you get a chance, folks, stop in and check that. And check out the message right next to it.
The message
about your raptor program
is as beautiful as the artwork. And that's pretty good. That's very good. It's excellent. But the snow leopards, something about them. And if people saw your collection, if they saw your landscapes, they go, "We didn't know he did this."
I didn't know I did them either. But, you know, thanks to Uncle Bob Ross. Yeah, I'm doing landscape style too. Kathy, great to have you in.
And we'll talk much more
about Blue Goose Days next week.
Thank you.
It's 8:33 at the Voice of the Valley. Good morning.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
That's Carlson Family Insurance in Wahpeton, representing auto owner's insurance. Visit Carlson Family Insurance Agency in Wahpeton today. Call 672-6002 or on the web at www.cfiagency.com.
Currently, we've got a sunny sky, 44 degrees, Thursday, May 22nd. From the Twin Town Villa News Desk, I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. Justice Department moved on Wednesday to cancel a settlement with Minneapolis that called for an overhaul of its police department following the murder of George Floyd, as well as a similar agreement in Louisville, Kentucky, saying it doesn't want to pursue the cases. Following a scathing report by the Justice Department in 2023, Minneapolis in January approved a consent decree with the federal government in the final days of the Biden administration to overhaul its training and use of force policies under court supervision. The agreement required approval from a federal court in Minnesota, but the Trump administration was granted a delay soon after taking office while it considered its options. Yesterday, it told the court it does not intend to proceed. Plan to file a similar motion in federal court in Kentucky. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara reiterated at a news conference Tuesday that his department would abide by the terms of the federal agreement as it was signed, regardless of what the Trump administration decided. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, to remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
Two wildfires are still burning in northeastern Minnesota. Camp House fire is now 73% contained, although the cause of the fire is still under investigation. Jenkins Creek fire is 13% contained and is believed to have been started due to human activity. Governor Tim Walz has declared a peacetime emergency and directed state agencies to assist in responding to and recovering from the wildfires. Under the declaration, Department of Public Safety's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management will continue offering on-site support and assistance in the affected areas. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information, now or anytime, go to our website, kbmwnews.com.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the NDHSAA and the North Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. Good morning, meteorologist Mick Kerr got your Thursday morning regional weather roundup. Air temperatures are mostly in the 40s. You went to bed last night, maybe you missed the issuance of a frost advisory across a lot of the Dakotas and Minnesota, southwest North Dakota, with a freeze warning. Well, out there between Williston and Bowman, they did drop to some low 30s, 32 in Headinger, 31 in Beach, Bowman 32, and over in the Arrowhead of Minnesota, Hibbing, Ely, and Orr, 28, 29 degrees. But around here, some upper 30s, western, central, and northwest Minnesota, and north-central North Dakota. There's mostly the 40s out there this morning to begin your day, along with patchy fog. So beware, fog can form anywhere here this morning, tomorrow morning, Saturday, Sunday, even Monday morning, as we start drying out the soil. The clear sky, temperatures cooling to near the dew point, and hardly a breeze is the perfect formula for morning fog. But abundant sunshine is going to start evaporating some of the topsoil, going to start drying things out. Normal on the thermometer through the weekend. Other than some showers Monday afternoon, this is almost a perfect late May forecast. Next.
Race fans, the world of outlaws. NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars are coming to the River City Speedway and Red River Valley Speedway for one huge weekend. First, the greatest show on dirt returns to Grand Forks for the Don Mac Classic, presented by Gerdau Metals Recycling, on Friday, May 30th. Then, Saturday, May 31st, Ellingson presents the Rumble on the Red in Fargo. Gates open at 4 p.m. Tickets at slspromotions.com.
What can you do to make this year's soybean crop your best one yet? I'm Darren Hefty with Hefty Seed Company. A complete soybean crop protection strategy starts with a weed-free field made possible with the 3-pre program. Then protect your seed with Hefty Complete. Finally, be sure to follow up after planting with multiple fungicide modes of action. With the foundation of a clean field, the protection of Hefty Complete, and the prevention of in-season diseases, there's no reason this year can't be your best soybean crop ever. Talk to your local Hefty agronomist today.
Becoming sunny this afternoon. Temperatures topping out about 65 or so, with a light north breeze under 10 miles an hour most of the time. And an overnight low tonight back down to the upper 30s means morning fog possible anywhere tomorrow. Otherwise, sunshine for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. With a clear sky, overnight lows mostly in the 40s after tomorrow morning's 30s. Through the weekend, like yesterday, hardly a breeze, but mostly blue sky. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Robert Wanick at the Voice of the Valley. From state championships to local sports awards, I've got you covered on KBMW with sports reports at the midway point of each hour from 2 to 6. Come for the sports, stay for Willie Nelson and Toby Keith Monday through Friday. AM 1450, KBMW.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, we're back here on a sunny morning. Been a while since I've been able to say that. Sunshine in 44 is what we're looking at. Hey, good morning, you. Thank you for waking up with us here. My name is Dablo from the Hut, right here on Dakota Avenue, talking to you. And tell you what, I have got Point of Law happening here in just a couple of minutes. Right after that, yes, going to take the deep dive into May 22nd birthday and anniversary shout-outs. So get those names emailed to us and called in. Well, I'll tell you what, been a lot of ridiculous shoe trends. Can we all agree on that? Especially with Crocs. Get on my Crocs soapbox. Crocs, Croc boots, Croc sandals, platform Crocs, high heel Crocs. But Crocs, I gotta admit, at least they're somewhat comfortable. Might not be much to look at. But listen to this. A new trend where people are now wearing, you ready for this? Soccer cleats. And not when they're playing soccer. I mean in everyday life. So people have them on just to, like, I don't know, run errands. It's become a viral sensation with the hashtag #BootsOnlySummer. And apparently, it's turned them into a fashion statement. Okay, now ask yourself. Soccer cleats, practical? Not at all. Wearing studded boots on asphalt, concrete, or tile floors, well, number one, it's slippery and uncomfortable. Not to mention the clacking, the click-clacking sounds that it makes.
Hard surfaces also causes spikes to wear down faster. Doesn't matter, though, according to GQ. It's just, quote, pure vibe. So, yeah, get on that vibe trend. Go get yourself some soccer cleats and just wear them, like, for everyday use. We really have regressed, haven't we? Where will this madness end? I keep asking that. Right now, this is Sweet Thing. Back to the music. Keith Urban, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.